minhag by the Sephardim is to sing a special piyut that is called Mi Kamocha Ve'en Kamocha on the Shabbat before Purim. In the synagogue, the custom is to sing before Musaf the first three stanzas and the last three stanzas. And then, when we go home, after the Seudah, we sit and we sing the entire version. What is the history of this piyut called Micha Mocha? So I'm reading from Chacham Avadia Sefer Chazon Avadia Purim on page Shin Nun Aleph. Piyut Micha Mocha Chabberu HaMeshorer Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi Asher Hai Bimei Rabbeinu Yosef HaLevi Ben Migash. That's the Rabbi Migash, is the rabbi of Harambam. Mishnat Dalet Alafim Tatak the Briyat HaOlam. That's about the year 4500. Now we're in 5700. So about 1300 years ago. Ubeseder Adorot Katab Alav Veshem Sefer Meor Einayim. They talked about this great rabbi called Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. They said the pasuk on him, Hisham El Lecha Pen Ta'azov Et HaLevi. Don't leave the Levi. That's Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. Ve'amar Sherebi Yehuda HaLevi Chiber Sefer HaKuzari. He's the same author of the famous philosophical work Kuzari. Shuhibbun Nehmad V'Yakar, a precious book. Me'od Maleh Birkat Hashem, filled with the blessing of God. B'de'ot Amitiyot V'Yisharot, with straight truth. Shekol Yehudi Ne'eman B'Brito, every Jew that is loyal to his tradition, Ye'ot Lo L'Lmod Bo La'atzmo, should study it. U'l'bakesh Yikatev Aluach Le'bam Shebanav V'Talmidav, and it should be etched on his hearts of his children and his students. Adkan. That was said by the Radbaz and the Seder Dorot. Ubshalshelet Kabbalah Katab B'Sefer HaEmunot Shama'aseh Shel HaMelech HaKuzari Ima HaHaver Haya Emet Ushmo Shel HaHaver Haya Rabbi Yehuda Al-Mangari VeHaHaver Hashpia Me'od Berov HaChmato Al HaMelech Ad Shenetgayer Al Yado. And the tradition is that whoever this rabbi that influenced the Melech of Kuzar was, whether it was Rabbi Yehuda Levi or this rabbi that was just mentioned, because it's a machloket, but according to all accounts, the king of Kuzar eventually converted and became Jewish as a result of these discussions. V'achaber ahu sheya ke'arba me'od shana kodem zman Rabbi Yehuda Levi katav kol ha'me'ora ahu v'Rabbi Yehuda Levi atiko b'lashon arabi. Some say Rabbi Yehuda Levi just translated the story of the Kuzari into Arabic. And then Rabbi Shmuel ibn Timbin, he translated it into Lashon HaKodesh. So there's a machloket if this is the same Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi of the Kuzari or not. They will see Pesidra Dorot, Mepi Yashimua, Ki Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi Haya Ashir Gadol. Was very wealthy. Vahita lo bat yafa kalibana barak hama. And he had a beautiful, very pretty daughter. Ukshibagra haita ima lochetzt alav lehasi'ah b'ekdem. The mother wanted the daughter to get married quick, understandably. Ad shekasaf hazaken v'nishba lehasi'ah lihudi rishon shiyabo lefanav. So the first Jew that comes away, that's the one we're going to marry her to. Ulmachorat ba lefanav Rabbi Abraham ibn Ezra. Came Ibn Ezra Bilbush Balui. He came in all old clothes, worn out clothes. Her face dropped when she saw it. Who's this guy? What is he about? Ibn Ezra was very humble. He hid himself, he didn't reveal. So the wife of Rabbi Yehuda Levi went to the husband and said, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Al tiri'i, ani alam bedenu Torah. Oh, I'll teach him Torah. Rabbi Yehuda. So then Rabbi Yehuda called him and he investigated him. Rabbi Avraham Me'irim. Ibn Ezra kept it quiet even from Rabbi Yehuda Levi. He was studying in the Midrash that day. Ba'arichat ha-perek ha-rishon shel piyut Adon Hasdecha Bal Yehdal. That's the first stanza of the Micha Mocha. It's written on the Aleph Bet order. When he got to the letter Resh, he couldn't figure out a Resh that fits with the song. V'fsina bo she'elech le'echol. So his wife came and said, listen, you're working so hard on the sun, go eat something. V'han she'para lech le'beto. When he went back to his house, kam Rabbi Avraham ibn Ezra, v'halach le'beto midrash. He went to the bed midrash. U'matza piyut, he sees the papers of the piyut in front on the table. V'yekach kol mos, he took a quill, v'tchil etakem piyut b'shnayim u'shlosha mekod, he started making corrections in the piyut. U'shiyya le'ot resh, כתב כל הבית ההוא בזה הלשון. He wrote in Resh the following language. רצה אחד לשמור כפליים, משמרתו ומשמרת חברו שתי ידיים, והשני שם בספל המים, שם שם לו. Some sort of riddle that he wrote. וכשחזר ביהודה לבית מדרשו, וראה את אשר קוננו אסבעותיו שאומר, איזה קמברי ורבי אברהם is writing these poems. הכירו ושמח מאוד לקלטו ויחבקהו ונשקהו, he hugged him and kissed him. ויום אלו אתה ידעתי כי אברהם בן עזרא אתה. Now I know who you really are. וחתן אתה לי, and you're going to become my חתן. ואז יעביר המסווה מעל פניו, he revealed himself והודה על האמת. ויתן לו את ביתו, ויתעשר עושר גדול, and he became the son-in-law of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi ibn Ezra, and he became very wealthy from this. אבל Rabbi Yehuda חזר וכתב עוד רש בזה הלשון, but he changed the stanza of the רש. רחשה אסתר למלך בבני שפר בשם מרדכי, ונכתב בספר, בוקש ונמצא לפני סבי עופר, כי בול הרים יסעולו, והשאיר גם את אשר כתב רבי אברהם לכבודו, and he also left what Rabbi Abraham Ezra wrote at first kavod, and is brought down by the Mefarshim. V'ra'iti da'gaon Rabbi Shaul HaKohen v'sefer Nochach HaShulchan shekatav, hineh ba'ir hazot, Tunis, that's the city where the rabbi was from, the Nochach HaShulchan, hayu no'agim lomar piyut michamocha be'emsa shirat hayam. And as Yashir, they would stop over there and sing Mi Kamocha ve'en Kamocha. It seems that was the original takana of Rabbi Yehuda Levi to put it in the Az Yashir, because at the end it talks about Kriyat Yamsuf, so it seems he made it to connect into the Az Yashir. ובספר השומר אמת כתב שכן מן הגם. אכן, אני תיקנתי לומרו אחרי חזרת השליח סיבור, סיברה אמת את הקנת דוד אפת החזרה, כמו שנהגו ברוב תפוצו ישראל, כדי שלא להפסיק באמצע פסוקי נזרה. דרום אני מכיר הפסק את הפסוקי נזרה. ותילות השם את ברק, שהסיבור קיבלו דבריי ברצון. דעצנו כשלוחן צז. וכן כתב בספר בנית כהונה, והוסיף שגם הפיוטים של יוצר, also those piyutim obviously on the high holidays, שאומרים בימים הנוראים תיקן להם קודם ברוך שאמר או אחר חזרה, like our custom is, we don't put them in the actual prayer itself, כדי שתו יהיה הפסק. ומרן החידה כתב בספר טוב העין סימן ידחת, אישר וקיים שכן ראוי לנהוג to put the piyutim after. Therefore now we know the history of the great rabbi, how he was one of the Rishonim, of the early rabbis of history, and the song was written with great, great wisdom. What he did was, in this piyut, every stanza ends with the word lo, lam midvav, and it's a pasuk from somewhere in Tanakh. So he had to find, you know, 25 pesukim in Tanakh that all end with the letter lo, but the pasuk has to fit in with the context of the stanza that he's writing. And therefore it was a brilliant, they didn't have computers in those days where he was able just to scan all the laws. It means he had to know it by his mind. And added the story with Ibn Ezra's addition to the letter Resh that makes the piyut even that much more greater. So we should embrace Menhagei Yisrael to say the song. It's basically the story of Purim in poetic fashion. Yidatzon, we should be zocher not only to sing this piyut, but Vazat Hashem, like we say in the Tefillah, we're going to sing Shira Chadasha, a new song, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make us the final redemption. B'nisan Nig'alu, B'nisan Atidim. Now we're entering the months of Adar and Nisan, that she says, Yemes Simcha Yisrael, Purim V'Pesach.
That means there is a connection between the 2 months. These are months of Geula. And therefore, first starts Purim, and then it leads us to the great light of Yisiyat Mitzrayim. So the days are very, very prone for great things for Am Yisrael, like it says, Mishneh Knes, Adar Merbim B'Simcha, and Be'azat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should give us a redemption speedily in our time. Amen.